Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dark Horse Metaphysical Musings with Psychic Luna, that's me. And today we have special guest, psychic, spiritual intuitive, and healer Sharon Foster. So a little bit about the show. Today's show is going to be on, you know, healing and different types of tools that you use for healing and what works, and maybe some giving people some advice on what to do and help themselves. We're also going to do what we usually do and do some, when Sharon's here, do some psychic readings as well, maybe some mediumship for callers that call in. So in the meantime, who am I? I am Psychic Luna. I live in the Hudson Valley with my family. I'm on the K104 Woodman in the Morning show. I do readings on air with Woodman. And I have a shop called in Marlborough, New York, in Ulster County, called Luna Enchanted. I am a psychic, a witch, a healer, a teacher, a mom, a friend, all sorts of things, a wife. So that's me. So we have beautiful Sharon on. Sharon, tell us about yourself.
My name is Sharon Foster, and I live in North Carolina. The name of my business is Sharon's Angelic Realms, and right now it's just pretty much mobile over the phone and online, and I do some teaching, some classes and reading and healing sessions out of Luna Shop when I travel to New York, which I'll be back in town from May 24th to June 3rd. I do what's called Living Light Blessings, which is helping to clear a lot of trauma and dis-ease and things that's going on in the body, anxiety, and then calling in the Christ light. Then I also do what's called etheric surgery, which is very advanced, and it's been a major blessing to do that for others because of the fact that you get to become so intimate with the client. And as well, I do angel and oracle readings. As of right now, I think that's all I want to say. I'm ready to hear some people call in and kind of chat about what our topic is today.
Okay, well, in the meantime, while we wait a little while to see who's calling in, we'll talk about healing and stuff. So both of us would define ourselves as healers. Both of us practice energy healing. So for folks that have no idea what that means, energy healing is basically it's like channeled energy from the source, from divine, from God, and it comes through the person giving the healing into the person that's receiving the healing. And a good way to describe it is if you've ever seen, you know, if you've gone to a Christian church and they've done the laying of the hands on, you know, and the blessings that way, it's similar. It's very similar.
Yes.
So, Sharon, you do etheric surgery, which is very awesome. So tell us about that.
So with etheric surgery, I'm calling in your high self. I call in ascended masters. I call in God source, Jesus, anybody that can assist you in healing. And in doing that, we ask that your etheric body be raised above the physical. And the etheric team, whether it be an acupuncturist that may have passed away, a surgeon of any sort, a psychologist, they will come in to assist you with the things that we have presented before them to manifest healing to the body. And what I love about the etheric surgery is each one is unique and very intimate. No person is the same. And it happens on many different layers. There are some people I go in and we work on the physical, or we work on the spiritual, and some it's emotional. And it's been amazing. And some people who have advanced and have been going through healing sessions will then start to go in to look at themselves to assist in the healing, because ideally we have this mind over a matter, so we have the power to heal ourselves. But a lot of us have not learned how to tap into it. So with etheric surgery, we help and assist in that to happen until we can clear some of that karma and negative energy that will keep you from walking in your truth.
Right. It's beautiful. And you've done etheric surgery on me, and it's been amazing. It's been an amazing experience. You've taught etheric surgery. You've taught actually me etheric surgery. So it's just an amazing modality. And I'm a Reiki master teacher, and that's how I, you know, do my healings for the most part. I do egg cleansings, which is more of the, you know, from the Mesoamerican area, you know, the healing. And I do those as well. And I also do healings with crystals and all sorts of stuff. Like, there's so many modalities out there, integrated energy therapy, you know, Sakim, you know, Chios. There's like, you know, there's too many to name. But some of the things that people can do for themselves, besides going to a healer like yourself or myself, is they can do things like meditation and using crystals and all sorts of stuff. So those are great things. So we have a caller on. I'm going to click over to them and see if they have a question. And we're going to invite them in and let's see what their question is. Hello, welcome. This is Luna and Sharon. What's your name?
Hi, you guys. My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Texas.
Awesome. Love
for
it.
Now.
Love it. So it's probably nice and warm there, correct?
I'm kind of chilly, believe it or not.
Really? Oh, okay. That's a bummer. it's very damp and cold here in upstate New York, and I'm sure Sharon has decent weather in North Carolina.
That's probably good weather.
Yeah, it's probably nice. So, Sherry, what's your question for us today?
What type are you doing? Are you not doing specific types of questions, or?
Well, we both are readers, so whatever question you have is fine. I mean, you can ask if it's on healing, that's great. But if you have a general question, that's fine as well.
Perfect. I appreciate that. I am doing everything I can without manipulating spirit or whatever to manifest a relocation to California, and want to see what you're picking up energetically around that.
So while you were talking, I was flipping through my cards, and the first card said, believe in yourself, see yourself doing well, and you will. And then another card from my fairy deck, it said, holiday, the answer you're looking for can be found during a vacation, retreat, or holiday getaway.
Nice.
So just believe in yourself.
Yep, I agree. I see finances are kind of part of the issue for the move. And I do believe that you can transform that so that you will have enough to be able to transfer and to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with Sharon. I feel you should believe in yourself and do more. You're in a period of transformation and change. The cards are showing it's not going to be easy peasy. There's work to be done. You know, you have to, you know, of course, you're going to be, you know, closing your home where you are and transferring over to where you're going. But you're also leaving people behind. There's a lot of things happening. But ultimately, I feel like this is a safer, more peaceful environment for you. Just living in California is going to bring a whole other lifestyle. So I see it happening. I see it taking a little bit of time. But believe in yourself, like Sharon said, and I do think you'll get there. Absolutely.
What do you call a little bit of time?
I think it could take several months to a year.
Okay,
it may take a little
fine.
Bit of time. So it could take,
that's,
you know,
a long time.
No, it depends on how fast you're moving and how fast you're pushing yourself. You know, time is always one of those things that can change. So if you start to slow down and life, you know, takes a hold and takes you in another direction, then it may take you some time that way. But I would focus on it. I would meditate on it. I would see it happening, see it manifesting, and say, I've got this. And then start to do things to bring you there. You'll have it. And if the money is the thing that's the biggest blockage, that's going to shift. See it shifting. It'll shift. It seems like
awesome.
You get some help somehow. So, yeah, it's going to be okay. I wish you lots of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Take
you both.
Care. Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome.
We have another caller here, so I'm going to have them come on. Hi, this is Luna.
Okay.
And Sharon's here. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Day. Good afternoon.
Hi, Day.
Hey. Hi, ladies.
Yes.
So good to hear you.
Thank you for calling in.
Same
Wonderful.
Here.
Do you have a question? Oh, well, first of all, where are you calling from, Jay?
I'm calling from New York City. It's cold and rainy.
Yes, here too in October. Stinky, isn't it?
Well, you can come to North Carolina. Yeah, you exactly. I was thinking about that the other day, actually. I was like, man, I have a lot of people in North Carolina. What am I still doing here?
So what's your question, Jay? Do you have a question today?
I don't know that I have a specific question. I have some very interesting stuff taking place in my life currently. And I think I just want a general message, you know, like what I should be on the lookout for, what's coming my way, because I feel like good things are coming even though I'm in the midst of some upset, you know, some issues. Just more of a general.
Right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sharon. I'm sorry.
You go ahead. No, you go, Luna. I went first before.
Okay. No. So the one thing that I get is don't listen to the naysayers, the haters, and the people that are going to bring you down. The people
wow.
in your ear that are not positive, that are not uplifting you and saying you've got this, you can do it. Don't listen to them, because if their energy wants to be low, let them stay in their low energy. You bring yourself up, because you're vibrating at a higher level, and you don't need to be drawn down into the lower level, is what Spirit is telling me. And this could be what's coming. It may not be happening currently, but it could be what's coming. People get jealous because you are vibrating higher. They can tell. Watch and just let them do what they need to do, and you do you. Take care of you. Don't have, like, I just feel people are going to be in your ear telling you all this stuff. Oh, you can't do this. And this, no, no. You keep going. You keep moving, because you're going to do what you need to do. And you have one, there's one woman in your life that is amazing, that uplifts you, that is with you. Like, it's a friendship. It's such a great, it seems like a past life kind of a connection. And she is the one that you need to, when you're down, go to, because she's the one that's going to lift you up the highest.
Okay.
Sharon, go ahead.
I got the cards I got was, the first one was from the Magical Unicorn deck. It said, very soon, what you're asking for will happen soon in a happy way. And then for the magical messages from the fairies, it says, goodbye to the old, hello to the new. You've finished one part of your life, and now a new and even better part is beginning.
Wow, that's beautiful.
That is.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. And it's funny, Luna, that you talk about the nace. I'm part of the Ifa tradition. I am a priestess in that tradition. So, you know, mm-hmm. it's customary for us to receive readings. So the last reading I had, the oracle said the same exact thing. Don't listen to the naysayers, that particular phrase, the
wow.
negativity. And
that's,
I'm just like, wow. Exactly, and it's very interesting to even, because I usually am like, oh, I'm just going to stay optimistic and surround myself with people that are positive, but it's like I'm getting this warning over and over again to watch what I'm allowing into my energetic field, what I'm absorbing, you know, what I'm allowing people to speak to me about and things like that. So it's very helpful to be reminded of that again, because that means I need to remember that.
Well, uh-huh. the one thing that I'm seeing is I have the magician card here. And the magician
uh-huh.
to me is as above, so below. So it's paying attention to spirit. But it's also you being a magical being. And the white stands out. So I feel like you wearing white, even if it's just a white shirt, just like to kind of like protect yourself, the white is what's standing out more. So
yeah.
maybe even sleeping in white at nighttime. You know, when we're most vulnerable, almost wearing the white nightgown or the night T-shirt, the nightie or something like that, or the T-shirt, because
okay.
it seems like that's very important. It's standing out to me, and you have so many spirits, like literally speaking, like your ancestors, your spirit, your guide,
mm-hmm.
even your star beings that are around you. They are all with you, protecting you all the time and uplifting you. And unfortunately in life, we always get someone that's going to pull us down. You know, maybe sometimes
yes.
they don't even mean to. It's just
mm-hmm.
part of what they're going through, you know? you just, you keep, like, I always quote, I love George Lopez, and I always think of that show he had, and he would run around and get into all these kinds of things, and he would always say, I've got this, and I always say that, you've got it. So whatever it is you want to create, you have it. You just keep doing it. Life isn't so bad. It's actually, you're going through some positive changes as well. So you've got some good stuff. Use your magic.
Yes.
Use more spark, because that's what's going to get you through.
Thank you so much, ladies. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. No problem. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
One question.
Sure.
Do you work with Obatala?
I'm sorry?
Do you work with, I might be saying it wrong, Obatala?
Oh, Obatala.
Thank you.
Yes, he is. That is one of the energies that I aspire to the most, just because of the peaceful, wise, elder demeanor. So
right,
I do call on the energy very, very, yeah, I call on that energy a lot.
He wears the white, correct?
Yes, he is. He is
that's
the Orisha of white.
I do have some knowledge of the Orishas, and I butcher how you say their names, and I apologize. But that is who came to me just now. That's who showed himself, and he's the one that is speaking about wearing the white. And so that must be the connection to him. So for me, I think connecting to him is where maybe that's the step in the magic in that energy that you're doing. So that way, because he's
wonderful.
He's working for you and with you.
Oh, thank you. I love him. That's so great to hear.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank
Wonderful.
You, ladies. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Before we take another call, I want to put the cards that we pulled for the all the callers.
Okay.
Okay, so the first card that I pulled was let go of stress. Don't take on other people's stress. Breathe it out now. From the mediumship deck, as a soul, I can be in several places at once. From the fairy deck, healing, healed, healer. Healing energy surrounds you in this situation, just in case we don't get to speak to all the callers that's on the line.
Okay. Well, right now there's not too many online right now, but one thing that's funny, you mentioned the fairy, and it's a synchronicity for me this morning, because I'm going to be teaching or hosting a class that's about horseshoes, and I've been very attracted to horseshoes lately, and I just got a bunch of horseshoes that were worn by, previously owned by horses, that makes them more lucky, right? And so I was talking about fixed horseshoes, and I was reading about fairies in what I was studying, and it said that they used to use horseshoes as a ward to keep fairies off of farms in Ireland.
Yeah, they put them over the garage doors and things of that nature, yeah.
Because they used to think the fairies would come in and the little people would come in and they'd make, like, craziness and happening. So it's interesting you're bringing up fairies, where I see fairies in different ways. I mean, it just seems like it's something that's coming through. And it seems like lately that's something that keeps coming up, fairies, for me. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
So I like that.
And
is
there someone else on the line?
There is, but you can go ahead.
I was going to say, well, I get the joys of living on a property with horses. So while I'm talking on the phone, I'm looking out the window at them now.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. Well, as you know, I live next to a ranch. And they do, like, the horse rides on the ranch and stuff and past the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I always enjoy it when they're out there. Although my dogs don't particularly like the horses. my golden retriever doesn't like the horses, but the little one doesn't care. I have a chihuahua, a Jack Russell chihuahua mix. He's oblivious to coyotes. He doesn't care. He thinks he's a colt. But I love horses. And horse medicine, horse totem is very important, very special. So anyway, I don't want to keep the call too long, so we'll take this caller now. I'm going to patch them in. So let's see. Hi, welcome. This is Sharon and Luna. What's your name?
Edna.
Hi, Edna.
Hi, Edna. I'm good. How are you?
Good. And where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Another North Carolinian. I'm going to say it wrong. North Carolinian. How do you say it, Sharon?
North Carolinian.
Carolinian, thank you. thank you for being here. And what's your question?
I guess my question would be, what do I need to focus on for this month?
For this month. Okay, so what do you need to focus on for this month?
Okay.
Sharon, do you want to go first?
No, I'm still shuffling through. I get to see her on a regular basis.
I'll go first. All right, so Edna, I have something interesting. I have stopped worrying about money so much. Money is going to be okay. And don't let people pull you into any kind of drama. Because I've got here that there may be some drama coming up, and I feel like it could be family-related. And I'm not really quite sure if it's the extended family, but it's showing don't get pulled into drama. So, because you're trying to live drama-free. So you just try to keep doing that. So the next month, watch, like, if anybody tries to get you to make an opinion on something in the family that they don't like, you can listen, but I wouldn't engage. You know, I would just be careful. But also, don't worry too much about money. The money stuff looks like it's shifting for the better.
Okay.
Okay. Sharon, do you have anything?
Okay, so I did the angel answers, and it says to just choose a new direction, which we know you've been kind of shifting and things have been revealing itself to you, and you're glad that you're moving at the time that Spirit is giving you the direction to move, which, you know, you gave me a testimony about that yesterday. So keep choosing new direction that's for your highest good and helping you to be successful in everything that you're doing. And don't let the little – don't major in the minus, should I say. So
that's
working out for the
that's
highest
the drama.
Good.
That's the worry. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
There's opportunity.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. There's opportunity coming for you, so you just stay tuned. There's more opportunity too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Edna. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right, so we have someone else on hold here, so let's bring them in.
Okay.
Hi, welcome. This is Lynn and Sharon. I'm calling.
Hi, my name is Julia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Julia.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So, Julia, where are you
calling from? That's interesting. I'm calling from Florida.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Wonderful. I hope it's nice and sunny and warm.
It is. It's a great day out today. Sun's shining. I just thought it was interesting that the lady who called before me, her name was Edna, and that was my grandmother's name. So I just thought it was kind of cool that it's like, aww. Because it's, you know, it's an unusual name. You don't hear it that often.
That's
so
very
that was
nice.
Just kind of a special moment for me.
Maybe that's a way of her trying to connect with you as well. You know, Grandma. That could be her way.
Yeah,
of
the family culture card came up as she was talking.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, what is your question for us today?
I was calling to see what you ladies pick up around me relocating.
Okay.
I see the potential for a move. I see that it's going to take a little work. Are you trying to find a new job where you want to move as well?
Yeah, I would need to find a place to live and a job.
I think that you can. The opportunity is there. Can I ask where you're thinking about moving? Is it still a warm location?
Yeah. I'm still here in Florida. I'm kind of feeling drawn to be closer to the water. I was thinking on the West Coast, maybe the Gulf of Mexico side.
Like by is that Punta Gorda area?
It's closer to Tampa, but like the further away from Tampa, like the suburbs, not really in the city. You know how they
have
like all those little towns.
Right. I have very positive cards for that. Sharon, what do you have?
Okay, so I was here in 6 to 7 months, and then the cards that I got like I said, when she started talking, the first one was family culture. Learn more about your family stories and history. I don't know if you do any healing arts or you work in the healing arena, but the spiritual teacher came up. Your life purpose involves teaching others about healing and spirituality. And the last part said, if you believe. So sometimes we may say we want to do something, but it's so much doubt that it pushes time back. It seems like it's taking longer and longer for you to reach your goal.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been experiencing that, the delay. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little interference that I'm getting from you when you called in. So it's a little bit, I don't know, it's not like the clock ticking or something. I do believe you are going to move. I think it's going to take, like Sharon said, maybe a few months, maybe a little bit longer. It just depends on how quickly you move. All the cards were very positive about it, and it does look like you're closer to, like, the beach or water kind of area. Overall, it looks positive. So I think you just have to kind of get on it and just get doing it. You know what I mean? You know,
mm-hmm.
Start applying for jobs, start looking for places to go, and you will find it.
Wonderful. Well, thank
right,
you, ladies.
Well,
I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, we had like a little bit. It sounded like a clock or some kind of like swishy-wishy.
Yeah, some chicken,
wipers. I always call them swishy-wishies. I'm silly. But so we're going to go back to talking about healing. So for most of us, I think generally we always need to be working on ourselves in some way and trying to heal some aspect of ourselves. You know, that's kind of like, especially as someone who's a reader or a healer, that's something that we do regularly. But the average person, it's kind of important because you're kind of letting go of the past. And sometimes, you know, I've encountered this myself. Sometimes you think you've let something go, and you really haven't. You just kind of put it in that box someplace inside.
It resurfaces.
Yeah. And then you're dealing with it again, and you're like, wait, I really thought I got rid of it, and then something triggers it. So what do you suggest, like, for people when they experience that? Like, what do you suggest they do, especially if they're unable to get, like, let's say, a healer?
Okay, so one of the things that one of my teachers taught me, Wanda Boone, here in North Carolina, she does with all a writing and burning method. And she says to keep writing with the opposite hand, the less dominant hand, until you've taken the charge on it. So you write it and you burn the letters. You don't hold them or save them.
Right.
And she told me, you know, she told the class, she told us that one time she was writing and burning for 3 or 4 months before she fully released something. Or you can break glass, or you can chop wood, you know, something that's ceremonial to you. And another thing I've done personally for myself was, as I went into meditation and I prayed to God and I asked to be healed, it was concerning a relationship, I said, I asked to be healed of all past karmic relationships. And later on that night, I went to bed and I had a dream. And in the dream, it was all these different past lives that I was with this person. And it was to show me that this is how long we were connected and this is how many layers deep we needed to go to heal. So I found that helpful, getting connected with Mother Nature, being outside in nature, and just breathing sometimes and really just kind of having that conversation with yourself. It doesn't make you crazy when you're talking to yourself and sorting through and getting to the core root, like what's really triggering this? What is the core root? That's usually what holistic health is about, is getting to the core root, not putting a patch on it to make you feel good for a little while.
That's great advice. It's true. The writing and burning is something that I've actually utilized, and it's wonderful whether you do it in ritual or not. Sometimes if you don't want to burn, even just like say you can't burn wherever you live or wherever you are, you can write it and then tear it up into a million pieces, you know, and throw it away. You can, take it and take it away and throw it outside. You know, it just depends like where you are and what you're doing. But that's great advice, you know, because it symbolizes the relief, especially like when you're taking a moment to light it and burn it. you're watching it go into like into spirit in a sense as it goes through the smoke. And also, even just the tearing it up, if you tear it up, as you do it, you're saying to yourself, I release this. I am free of this. I'm no longer bound to this. And you can, there's so many ways to do it. And that's something that's free, you know, writing and doing that, it's free. You don't have to spend any money. You know, it's one way to look at it. Sometimes talking to a good friend and just kind of trying to navigate the situation and figure out what's triggering you now, what's bringing it up. You know, because sometimes, you see, that's the thing. It's finding our triggers, you know, and sometimes the thing is, it is really almost gone. You know, it's not that it's there too much, but something, a sense, something, someone says something, a smell, things that are happening.
A reminder. Yes.
A reminder, exactly. And brings you to that space. You know, maybe it makes you 5 years old again inside. And makes you feel vulnerable, so it brings it up, and that it's still what it is maybe the emotion that you're dealing with, just as much as the situation.
I found in doing healing sessions on people, when I go to the source or the root cause, sometimes it takes me back to when they were 5 years old or 13 years old. I've even had grown women that I'll say to them, "What happened to you at 46 years old?" And they'll say, "Well, I don't know. I don't really remember." And I say, "I need you to focus. Let's go back to what happened." And then it's just like that's where for some people life stopped and dis-ease and sickness started to manifest in the body and they start to go downhill and lose hope and faith in life and just, you know, take on that spirit of depression because it's like one major event. They just kept replaying it over and over in their mind until it resonated in their cells and then manifested some sort of disease in the body.
Yes, and that's what really what you said, dis-ease. It's disease. It's what you created in your own personal body. And it's crazy, but it's what happened. You know, it's what happened. So the one thing that I can say is that in my own personal experience that every day is a different day. Every day, you know, you don't know what's going to come up from the past. A lot of times you think, you know, you've let go of something and it's still there. And it's a part of being a human. It's a part of being here on this earthly plane. And, you know, and sometimes it's not your stuff. You know, a lot of us are empaths.
Exactly.
A lot of us are empaths. And I always say, you know, I really feel like people that are psychic and empaths, a lot of them have, almost most of them have anxiety that I know. Of some sort. And the anxiety a lot of times is not coming from you. It's coming from the environment. So you have to know what's yours and what's theirs. So that's a good place to
I agree with you.
Yes, yeah, good place.
I agree with you, and I want to say that sorry to cut you off. I want to say that, you know, I found with myself that people can be standing next to me and I can feel things going on in their body. The biggest thing that's been happening with me, and it's been happening for the past year, I can go onto Facebook and start scrolling and looking at people's pages, and I'm picking up information and not realizing it. And then I'm having these dreams at night, and I'm working on people that I have never met a day in my life that might be connected to them. And, you know, it was this one family member, you know, that I picked up on her husband's energy. And for some reason, I was thinking it was my husband that was sick or going to die or was going to have, you know, this traumatic experience where he could lose his life until I got a phone call a month later. And it was the energy of the person that I scrolled on Facebook. So for me, sometimes I'm very sensitive just scrolling on social media or being out in the public. And then that's where, you know, wearing your protective jewelry and like you said to the call a day earlier, wearing the white for protection because we are constantly, the more sensitive we become, the more engaged we are in this healing art, the more sensitive we become.
And a lot of people don't realize they're empathic. You know, a lot of everyday, regular people, we all have a psychic gift. We all have intuition. And you know, we all have the gift to be empathetic to others. You know, and a lot of times we tune into it and we don't recognize it. And so you don't know it. So your anxiety, you know, you think you've got some kind of mental anxiety disorder kind of a thing. And a lot of times, you know, yes, that also can happen. It can be part of it. But a lot of times, it's not just you. Your stuff gets fed or fueled by what's around you. So I think the first place to start is to see, what is mine? Is this really mine? Why is this affecting me? How is this affecting me? Can I release it? And what tools do I have to let it go, whether it's mine or not? So I love to start with like something like smudging, like using white sage or some kind of incense to smudge myself. It is so uplifting, and it's a great place to start to release any kind of attachment. Florida water is a best friend. I love Florida water. It's a floral water. It's used big in African traditional religions. It's used in hoodoo. It's used in witchcraft. It's amazing. I love it. I make my own, but, you know, Murray & Lanniman is the best one. It's the originator. That's, you know, you put it in a spray bottle, you spray it around, and you feel like $1 million when you're done. A lot of times I tell people that are nurses, people that have very active jobs, teachers, working with a lot of individuals and energies, you having a bad day, take your Florida with you to work, take it in your bag, go in the bathroom, go in the stall, see all the energy going into a big ball off of you, spray that Florida water mm-hmm. like crazy, putting it into the big ball, shove it in the toilet, and flush it down the toilet. You've just gotten rid of mm-hmm. it. And then you go back refreshed. You feel better. You can start yeah. over, and you don't have to lose your mind while you're at work. So, you know, you can do it at home. Maybe the kids are driving you crazy. You know, go spray your Florida water. They'll settle down. it helps. Let me tell you, it helps. Listen, I have an 8-year-old. Every once in a while, I'm shooting it at her. Settle down, Ella.
I was going to say is I did a healing session this morning, theoretic surgery, and I just felt led to smudge the energy, smudge myself. And, you know, it's just been a while since I've smudged and used the sage, but I've felt led to do that the past couple of weeks just for clearing, because I've been running around here feeling exhausted and tired, and I'm like, what is wrong with me? Not realizing I'm like this portal. I'm holding space and energy and doing this amazing work and gratitude, but it's like it will drain you dry if you don't find ways to tamper and recuperate yourself. So I went to do a healing session on someone, and a card was pulled for me before I could pull cards for them, and it was nurture yourself. And so easily part of healing and healing tools is to really take care of yourself and just get the proper rest. Take a hot bath, a spiritual right. cleansing bath, or soak your feet, and just sit down and think, because some of us are going so fast, sometimes we don't even realize how we got from one place to another because we're in a microwave society.
You know, I love that you said soak your feet, and I want to talk about the feet for a second. Your feet are connected to all your organs in your body. You know, your feet have yes. so many chakras. They're so connected. One of my favorite things to do, and I think everybody should think about essential oils. I'm a Young Living girl. I love Young Living oils. I use Young Living oils for my body. Magically, I use other types of oils, but for my body, it's always Young Living. And what I like to do is use Four Thieves. And because it's a very healing, it's old remedy. I put that on my feet and on my hands. There's some, they have different types. They have sprays. You can put it in carrier oil. You know, you can use peppermint oil to uplift you if you're having headaches. There, you know, if you're sickly, you can have eucalyptus. Like, you can use so many scents to help you in healing. You know, again, the Florida water, the smudge is also a scent, but it's removing, and the oils can do it too. So that's something people should think about, like even investing in a lavender oil, a good lavender oil. You can get them, you know, you can get them from anywhere, really. Just find a good one that's good for the body and use it. I recommend the Young Living for the body, but everybody does their own thing. And use that because it will uplift you, bring peace. It's amazing. And you can use it on your bed at night to help you get restful sleep. So that's one tip I would give. So, Sharon, I know we've got a little bit over 5 minutes here. And I asked if maybe you wanted to do a little, like a, maybe a 2 or 3 minute blessing to take us out today. So just to kind of put everybody in the zone, and I know you're really good at those living my best blessings. So.
Yes, it would be an honor to do that. First, I won't read the script. I can just project it and visualize. I want to call in a soul alignment for everyone that's on the call. And in this soul alignment, it's clearing as much junk out of the closet, the mental thoughts, the negative beliefs, anything that is hindering you from serving your highest good. We call in the soul alignment, and we'll let that settle for a few seconds. I'm watching so much stuff being pulled from the lower earthly realms and being released into the galaxies. I now want to call in a living light blessing. I call in the Christ light, the healing for all selves, glands, and organs, touching the mental, spiritual, physical, emotional body, as well as the etheric. I call in abundance and prosperity that may it ring true throughout our country. We are not in lack. We are provided for. Let's let that settle a little bit. I now invite in blessing to dissolve all trauma, stress, anxiety, the spirit of doubt, and all karma from this lifetime. I call in the universal law of forgiveness for all of humanity and all of mankind. I invite a blessing for unconditional love for yourself and others, and remembering that everything is the way it's supposed to be. This blessing will be with you for the next 7 to 10 days. Some will dream. Some will have aha moments. Pay attention to the shifts and the things that you need to look at from within that radiate out. I thank you.
It's been a minute. Sharon, did you want to add anything at the end?
I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be able to share the many gifts and talents that I've been blessed with, and to work with you and keep Blog Talk Radio going. I'm just grateful for the technologies we have to be able to communicate with one another until many of us learn how to project to one another without using the telephone or the internet. So mm-hmm. I am in just so much gratitude and expanding, and the message that I have for everybody out there is just my mantra that I live by is living divinely on purpose. If you're not on purpose and it's the humdrum, constant, just you don't like your life, do something about it. Start living on purpose. You're missing out on life if you're not living on purpose, and you just take it one day at a time and set goals mm-hmm. for yourself.
It's the truth. That's the truth. Those are great words to leave us at. So thank you, everybody that called in, and thank you, everybody, afterwards and now. We'll be back. Sharon's going to be back with me next Tuesday. I don't know if we're going to have Blog Talk Radio. I may be in New York City, but we will do it soon. Oh, we lost it. Hello?
Hello?
I think we ended. Oh, well, next Tuesday I'm going to be in New York City, but we'll have it the week after. If not, we'll do it Wednesday or Monday. That's what I was trying to say. I'm going to call you. I'm going to end the episode. So let's see. I think we're off anyway.
Yeah.